I'm Frank Vaughn. It's March 17th, 2025. And what I got out of yesterday's video, which I know clocks in at over 2 hours long, chip away at it, is that I have been trying to get people to understand where this country is heading for a very long time. And without further ado, let's continue that process. Let's begin by listening to Canada's completely unelected, installed, globalist World Economic Forum, unelected, did I mention unelected, Prime Minister.
The Canadian government has rightly retaliated and is rightly retaliating with our own tariffs that will have maximum impact in the United States and minimum impact here in Canada.
It's a flat-out lie. The tariffs that we apply to the United States will be paid for by the Canadian public. We are a very small percentage of America's GDP and trade. They are a huge percentage of ours. This is why the Western premiers are getting a little upset and fraught, because they know that everything he's saying is a total lie. Just like the fake executive order signing that he did. Nobody can figure out what it was he signed. And somehow, Doug Ford and many people are accepting that he eliminated the carbon tax, even though it's still on the books. Canada is being governed by theatrics. The respect that he wants from the United States, he's very unlikely to get, because he is implicated in an investigation by the House of Representatives Judiciary Committee. Sustainability shakedown, how a climate cartel of money managers colluded to take over the board of America's largest energy company. And you have to do a little digging, but down here it talks about the accusations that they're leveling, including the Glasgow Financial Alliance for Net Zero. And if you go to Mark Carney's Wikipedia page, here he is. He helped found it in November of 2021, and he acts as the group's co-chair since 2022. Carney has been an advisor to Watershed, a climate tech company founded by Stripe alumni and purpose. The allegations are so bad that BlackRock and top investment companies in the United States are distancing themselves from Mark Carney. Some people would even allege that Mark Carney won't fly to the United States for risk of being under arrest. And where is Mark Carney now? Now, this is... we're going to get into this other stuff in depth later. Prime Minister Mark Carney arrives in Paris to meet with European allies amid U.S. trade war. The trade war hasn't even kicked off yet, folks. Canada is in hysterics. I want to show you something. It's actually going to be a few somethings. This is Exhibit 5, Free Trade, G20 Trade Barriers by Type Data as of 2022-2023. These are your tariff rates and your non-tariff barriers for every single country involved in the G20. And look at that. The United States is the most permissive and wide-open market in the world. Everybody's at the table eating the big feast. And now that the Americans have decided to erect some trade barriers of their own and apply some tariffs of their own, the Canadian government and a majority of the Canadian public have lost their minds. Here is a document from the Canada Border Services Agency that predates this so-called trade war. This is just a partial list of all the regulated goods between export and import into this country, all of the various tariffs we charge. Look at it. It goes on and goes on and goes on. Now, I'm going to scroll as fast as I can and note on the menu bar how slow it is to move. This document is huge. This is a comprehensive list of our trade barriers, our tariffs. What are we doing with our response to the United States? It's not about trade. It's never been about trade. It is about the fact that Canada is a completely undermined country, a corrupt country, a narco state on the United States border. The Americans have figured something key out. Or maybe a better way of saying it isn't that the Americans have figured something out. I think both sides of the American debate have figured this out a long time ago. They just had an election, and the Republicans won, and the Republicans represent nationalism. They represent continentalism. They represent walking away from the globalist system that is almost upon us, whereas the Democrats are collaborationists and cooperators. They very much want the globalist system. They're happy to see America weakened. They're happy to have criminals running around on the street, criminal illegals. They're happy to have drug addiction everywhere. Just like Canada's leaders who have destroyed our country, they're happy to undermine the strength of our culture and our society because it furthers the objective of the unifying system that they want to bring in. I made some notes last night because I was up late again. That video I made yesterday, you know, it clocks in at 2 hours, and I know that most people are not going to wade through that 2 hours, but I had to. In the process of making it, I had to go through all that stuff, and I, 5.5 years ago, in that video, it's so clear that I had an understanding of where we were going to be in 5 years, and here we are, and it's so heavy to know that I could see it clearly at the time. And that nothing about that seeing could actually influence things in a different direction. The ideas were there at the time. The PPC, running for the PPC, Bernier wasn't talking about half the things I was talking about when I ran. The things that could have actually saved the country if we had done them back then. Instead, we've just gone full steam ahead. And so here we are. Talking about it again, Canada's acting in hysterics. I spend so much time trying to understand things as they are, and I don't know what good I can do with it. And I'm compelled, like Sisyphus pushing the stone or Atlas carrying the world around, I feel compelled to keep trying, which is why I'm here. I made some notes last night anyway while I couldn't sleep. I'm a little burnt out today, so it'll just have to be what it is. There's a conflict with China, and America is being strangled. The survivalists, the Republicans representing the survivalists, won the election and must fight to survive. America is on the ropes, which is why they have to come out swinging real hard and swinging for the nosebleed section. They got to get it out of the arena. They can't afford to sit around playing like they have multiple innings in the baseball game left. This is the ninth inning, and they're down by a lot. They have to win this thing. DOGE is about reclaiming the state from infiltration by an ideology. That ideology is the globalist ideology, the ideology of the World Economic Forum, the ideology of totalitarian, technocratic, top-down society. The fentanyl border business with North America issue is essential to the survival of Western civilization. If the United States doesn't successfully purge Canada from the disease that our leaders want to be here, represented right now in an unelected prime minister from Europe, Mark Carney, I've highlighted how we have a huge, massive crime problem in this country. I've highlighted how money laundering and mass immigration and how it's all tied together. If America is to survive and prosper, it has to deal with Canada because we are their primary security threat. Understand that the litmus and the world has changed, and the way America sees the world has changed. I wonder sometimes who the greatest enemy geopolitically is to America. Is it China or is it the EU and Canada? Because it's very clear that the EU and Canada seek self-destruction through multiple fronts, not just the Ukraine war, where they would be happy to engage the Russians in a nuclear war. I can't understand how people can't see what's actually happening out there. The entire Canadian political class wants to lay down and die. The Conservative Party wants to do it slow, and the least shockingly, and Carney represents the war party. They want to go full tilt, balls deep, and it doesn't matter how much suffering they inflict. Carney is here to manage Canada, to manage you, to manage your life, to the benefit of the people who want this technocracy. They are here to sacrifice you in their war to undermine a resurgent America. And millions of us are foolish enough to fall for it and think we're defending Canada. Your country's been sold out and gutted. We don't even have possession of the physical copy of our Articles of Confederation. It's sitting in Britain. The War Party controls almost all of Canada. I'd be shocked to see a breakaway maritime premier. The only doubts are Mo Smith and, in a sense, Wab Canoe. If he's smart, he could be the Indigenous man to lead our First Nations into a new and better long-lasting arrangement. I've said this before. the indigenous people in this country are going to be completely forgotten. If you think it's bad now, it's only going to get worse. The Indian Act is a terrible act. In reviewing yesterday's video before I put it out, as I was compiling it, I talk about the Indian Act a lot. And here we are again, 5.5 years later, hundreds of billions of more dollars being transferred to the reserves. And has anything gotten better for the average person living on a reserve? The Western Canadians have got to figure out that this is a captured country on its way down into decline. We need to make a choice, a bold choice. I think we got to go with the United States. If we don't go that way, we need independence. We got to break away. Canada's been keeping us down for 150 years, and now they're here. Now we have an unelected prime minister who's here to destroy our livelihoods, particularly and acutely in Western Canada, which carries a larger per capita burden for this nation and its function, including the Canada Pension Plan, which Mark Carney is here to take over. $699 billion forcibly extracted from you. It's a tax. Now, employees pay 5.9%, but self-employed people have to pay 12%. Right off the hop, there's only a $3,500 exemption. So even though you're exempt from the first $15,000 of your income via federal taxation, you're paying CPP on it. CPP never factors into these articles that talk about Canadian taxation. They don't factor in that CPP is a tax. The courts have ruled it a tax. The Canada Pension Plan's a tax. You can't get your money back. You can't withdraw it. You are not allowed to opt out, which you should be. I'd be more than happy to let them keep all the money I've paid in. I don't even care. Just let me out. And they're here. There's two vacancies. There's two board vacancies, which can be filled without an election. Our European unelected prime minister can do a simple order in council and fill the vacancies on the CPP, and they can start dumping all that money into their green investments. They're going to steal our CPP. That's what they're after. I don't know if Wab Kinew is wise enough to see his potential position in this Western Republic or Western state that I'd like to see created. I'm not sure about any of them at the moment. The majority of the millions on the Western Plains and even into BC would welcome union with the United States or independence. We need one or the other. We cannot die with the war party. And that's what they will do. The people represented in Carney, I mean, Jagmeet Singh is making hairdo videos, like retying his hair and talking about the differences between him and Polyev. He's not talking about an election. Nobody seems to be putting the emphasis on the fact that we aren't going to have an election. And remember, too, the nature of this video is changing as I go, I can tell, that a lot of influencers told you late last week, that we were going to have an election call today, on Monday. Well, Mark Carney is thousands of miles away from the Governor General's office. So I don't think we're going to see that right away. They don't have to give us an election. I've been saying it for months. And as they kick off this trade war with the United States, this thing that they're concocting, this hysteria that they're channeling into, like every single day, they're just whipping it up and whipping it up and whipping it up. We got articles in the mainstream media now talking about forced conscription of Canadians, because nobody wants to fight in a diversity, inclusion, equity army that has been completely captured by the progressivist ideology. Mark Carney's got a they-them son. Can I even call him a son? He's got a they-them kid. Is he a kid? He's got a they-them... I don't even know how these people want to be talked about. He's over in Europe meeting with Macron, who's got a dude for a wife. What is this theater? And here it is. Canada has far too few soldiers. Here's a radical fix. Mandatory service. Can you believe this? They want to conscript you. If we let them conscript your sons and your daughters into the Canadian military, it won't be long before they're sending them off to die either in Ukraine or against our southern neighbors. Mark it. It's insane. This is another one. The premiers went to Washington and still don't know what Trump wants. How stupid is this headline? And how stupid is the Canadian public if they buy this? And these premiers acting confused, some of them aren't acting confused. Some of them seem to understand full well what Trump wants. How can you not understand what he wants? He's told us this is a cover-up. The Canadian media and Canadian leadership is not telling us the truth about what Trump wants. It's very simple. He said it. He signed the executive orders. I've showed you on this channel. We are overrun with CCP-backed triads. Foreign influence is the average of every day in this country. We have drugs everywhere, mass-scale manufacturing labs that produce billions and billions and billions of doses that we export to the world. 500% more terrorists infiltrate the United States from Canada than come in from Mexico, in spite of the human numbers being so much less. These are all facts. They're all revealed in my previous videos, and the media acts confused like there's some kind of question. And like Polyev says, he'll repeal carbon price law, including the industrial charge. So the fake theatrical repeal of the carbon tax that Carney did wasn't real. And Pierre knows that. Doug Ford doesn't seem to know that. Doug Ford seems to have abandoned the Conservative Party of Canada. Why? Maybe Doug knows that there won't be an election, or if there is an election, it will only come when the Liberals will win. Maybe Singh is doing hairdo videos because he knows his position, because he knows he can't trigger an election. The dude is losing to the Liberals and the Conservatives in his own riding. There will be nothing left of the NDP if they trigger an election. So if they're asked to hold the government in power, they will. We can have an unelected prime minister virtually indefinitely. The first target is the fall. Mark Carney said they should expect an election before November. So that's a whole spring and summer and chunk of fall before we get to October. But by then, the world will be a different place. Canada will be in a different situation. The Constitution only requires an election in October of 2026. So they can extend it out even further, because they're going to say that Pierre is a threat to Canada. If Pierre is still winning, they won't generate an election. I don't know why people don't understand this. They have to beat Pierre, which is why they're trying to undermine him symbolically, like I said in a previous video, trying to move the Liberal Party perceptively back to the center, leaving the NDP out there. They want the election. Believe me, they want the legitimacy of an election. My point is, they don't have to give it to you. They don't even have to give it to you in 26. The Emergencies Act can delay the elections. If they can create the pain, if they can create the suffering, the mass unemployment, to bring in their plan for universal basic income, the World Economic Forum pipe dream of total socialism, they'll do it through suffering. And if they can convince enough of the Canadian public that it's the orange man's fault, then they can trigger the Emergencies Act and they can delay the election as long as they want. These are all legalistic things. It's not some conspiracy theory. I'm telling you how they can do it. They want an election, but they don't have to give you one. But anyway, back to Pierre. Says he'll repeal the carbon price law, including the industrial charge. Man, this guy, he ain't telling you about the $1 trillion labyrinth Canada's Brookfield investigated by Financial Times for self-dealing and complex financials. They're not telling you about the investigation linked to Mark Carney, who he might actually be afraid to go to the United States for fear of arrest. There's so many things that Polyev could be talking about. He could be talking about CCP triads. He could be talking about cartels running Canada's ports. He could be talking about all the things I talk about, but he's not. He's playing Nerf ball over the carbon tax. And like, I'm sorry to say it, but there's millions of Canadians who just don't care. They just don't care, because they have to be told why they need to care. You have to be in front of the camera. You have to be in battles with the media. You have to be engaging. You have to tell the story. If conservatives want to change the country, we have to tell the story. Whether people want to hear it or not, that's actually part of it. You got to fight to get the truth out there. He's got a huge platform. He's got millions of dollars in budget. So does Bernier, by the way. He doesn't do any of this work either. He just keeps spending it on his headquarters and putting it in his own pocket. They could be producing high-powered content, high-value content, and they don't. They're not trying to teach. They're trying to capitalize on the ignorance of the public. Nobody seems to want to change the state of the ignorance of the public. I can see this isn't the video that I set out to make today, but it's the one that I'm capable of making. I'm burnt out. Yesterday, going through all that old footage and thinking about what I did from that point forward and the things that I did prior to that, it feels like 10 years on and off of various levels of work, various strategic work, and I feel like it's just not making that big of an impact. I look around and I see guys with budgets. The Conservative Party of Canada, the PPC, people send these people all kinds of money, and they don't do anything with it. They do Nerf ball interviews. They got Nerf ball talking points. They don't produce high-impact educational material that could wake up the public. And so here I am, along with a few others, because the problem is across the influencer class too. Nobody seems to want to do the deep digging. Nobody seems to want to tell the truth. And the ones that do have to fight for every follow and every subscriber. You know, it's been 2 months of pretty well every day making content. Behind every bit of content is hours and hours of reading and research and understanding. And then I try to return every single comment. I'm far more communicative. It's actually impossible to return every single comment at this point. But I'm far more communicative, far more responsive to my viewers or my users. Some people have problems with both terminologies. Than your politicians are. Like, they don't respond to their comment section. They don't engage with the public. They don't do any of this stuff. They give Nerf ball speeches. They do photo ops. And then off they go, and they got millions of dollars to play with. Why aren't they trying to wake people up? Why aren't they just telling you the truth? Why aren't they doing the hard work of fighting for the Canadian mind, person to person to person? I don't have it today. That's it for today. I just don't have it today.